About 20 years ago, when I was in my obnoxiously zealous religious period, as opposed to my just plain old obnoxious period, which I'm still in, I listened to a lot of Christian pop music. And I have to say, there are one or two songs that I still listen to because they are so powerful. One of them is written by Margaret Becker, and it's a song called Horses. And part of the lyrics go like this. Last night I dreamed of horses coming for my soul, taking me to places I wasn't ready yet to go. And then on into the song it says, I need to remember the horses will come. The words to me are still haunting, perhaps about regret, about mortality, about loss. Those kinds of words could apply to Jesus in our gospel today as he saw his earthly destiny unfolding into something that the human part of him must have wanted desperately to avoid, his own suffering and death, the end of his earthly ministry. He probably also didn't want to embrace the appearance to his human eyes that he had not truly reached the world at all, because that world was determined to kill him. Today we have the story of Mary's anointing of Jesus. It reminded him of where he would go, where he as a human being wasn't ready to go, the place of his own death. So how does Jesus and his life, how do these revelations teach us to have the trust to go where we're not ready to go? As Jesus's followers, we desperately want to imitate him, but we often cannot see how to do it in this fallen world. One way that we are empowered to trust in God is by being with other believers. Other believers go with us to places we're not ready yet to go. We have an awareness of mortality, but together we also have an awareness of grace and the need to forgive self and other. We speak in this reading of anointing one another for death. But when we think about that, we don't just focus on mortality and loss, but we focus on how we can be together when those things affect us directly. We have to be together to remind each other that God promises us something else beyond this human place and this human experience. We come here, as Mary did in the gospel reading, not only to anoint one another for death, but also to remind each other in this life of the power of grace. To remind each other that death is not final, because we are ultimately destined to be with God. This being together means that we focus not on loss, but we rise above it to support each other. We remind one another that God is with us and will always be with us. And as the song says, when the horses come, in the form of mortality, illness, or loss, we know we do not go there alone. For me, there are many places I'm not ready yet to go. Typical human fears, my own mortality, my age, my place of relying on other people, which I'm not crazy about. I need grace to embrace those places so I can live without fear. I have the gift of you, of all other believers, to help me endure the temporal, even to see through it to the eternal that is found in this life. I have you to help me find the absolute freedom to embrace God's grace, not only for me, but for all persons. I have the presence of God and of you, God's people, to help me understand grace and to practice forgiveness. We anoint each other with our knowledge of grace and our trust in God. When I struggle to believe, you anoint me, and I begin to heal and to believe again. And I am here to do the same for you. Grace enters our lives and frees us. But it can also comfort us so powerfully that we can go to other places we never thought we'd be able to go. One place that we powerfully resist is the place of forgiveness of ourselves and of other people. We have this story. We have what we see as a clear contrast between Mary and Judas. But that is too simplistic. Mary is not simply the good guy, the righteous elect, and Judas the bad guy, the unrighteous betrayer. The grace of Jesus Christ includes them both. That's one place I'm not ready to go. The place of recognizing that God's grace includes even those who hurt me. Very often we just don't get grace. We just don't understand it. Walter Brueggemann says that one reason we don't understand it is that our human narrative, especially in American culture today, our human narrative is a narrative of scarcity. We say, well, I'd better get all I can or I might not have enough. And if I get more, others get less. And we carry that concept of scarcity over to the idea of grace. If that person gets forgiveness and more grace, won't there be less for me? And yet we are called through grace to forgive ourselves, to forgive others, yes, even him, even her. Oddly to me, we seem much more willing to forgive some of the worst in the world. We talk about trying to forgive even Hitler or Bin Laden. And then we have that everyday person who's just kind of a thorn in the side. That's one of the places I don't want to go. I am to forgive. I am to forgive myself. And if I find trust in God, I can stop dreading the knowledge that is just on the edge of my consciousness. That knowledge of mortality. I can live in peace with myself and with those who would hurt me. Margaret Becker, in her song, said, "Last night I dreamed of horses coming for my soul, taking me to places I wasn't ready yet to go. I know the horses will come, and I need someone there with me when they do. So help me, people of God. Help me, Jesus. Last night I dreamed of horses."